Hi, and welcome to Wild Mug Podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Caroline.
And I'm Susan.
Every Thursday, we talk true crime, paranormal phenomena, and everything weird or unexplained. Today, we're doing listener stories.
Because we like listener stories.
Yeah.
Because it's a Saturday, and we're kind of recording an episode early because Caroline is about to be on vacation. So, you guys may miss a week with us. We're not 100% sure yet.
But if you do, it's okay. We're going to be right back. We need breaks, too.
Exactly. Okay, so I'm going to read a story from Megan. I'm going to see if she said anything else. I don't have a last name, it's just Megan. Megan says, basically, the haunting lasted over the span of about 3 years from the time I was 10 to 13. Little things like cupboards opening and closing or the wooden TV tray rack would shake and you could hear either of them happening throughout the house. I've got a bunch of stories, but mainly three that stuck with me. The night before my first day of eighth grade, two water bottles that I had on my desk mysteriously flew off the desk with force. No way they could have fallen. They went about 3 feet away from the desk. There were shadow figures that really enjoyed playing with our cat. They would come into my mom's bedroom, especially, and legitimately lift the cat off of my mom because he always slept on her chest. There were many nights that she would fall asleep with the cat and wake up to him gone. Okay, look, that's just called having a cat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure.
Exactly.
They like tuck us in and then they're like, great, she's asleep. I'm going to go do cat things now.
No supervision.
They tuck you in. They're like, I love you. I'm going to snuggle with you. Is it sleeping? Poke, poke. Okay, good. I'm going to go do things. She says she'd ask us, being her two children, if we came in and got him, but we never did. One night, she actually saw it happen. A little different, but also cats are weird. And I mean, I say that with full love and respect for cats.
Oh, yeah.
One day when I was 10, I saw the face of a woman in the window. It was a window between our kitchen and sunroom. No way it could have been anybody outside because it wasn't a window to the outside. It wasn't a window. Okay. I was like, it wasn't a window to the outside. Like, probably an added-on room, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm with it now.
That's what I'm thinking.
She says, I kept looking at it, hoping it would disappear. But it didn't until I went outside. I sat outside for 2 hours until my mom got home because the face gave me an awful pit in my stomach. She says she would send us more later because she was on a break from class. So now I'm like, well, Megan, did you send us more stories that I didn't see yet?
I don't think she did.
Or
I haven't got anything.
I feel like, Megan, you forgot about us after you got done with your school break.
Megan.
And if you hear this, please send us your additional stories.
But we don't have your last name, so...
We don't have your last name.
Which is fine.
It's okay. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to read... Of course, as soon as I touch the document, it goes, ah!
Of course.
This is from Michaela Renee. Fancy.
Very fancy.
All right. Here it goes. I live in Iowa, specifically Des Moines. Des Moines? Des Moines.
Des Moines.
Des Moines, Iowa. When I was 16, I had a friend named Chelsea, who I hung out with nearly every day. We would constantly get ourselves into trouble when we would hang out, so our parents forbid us from seeing each other. Sounds like a boyfriend.
It does sound like that.
I had a friend like this, though, that my parents, like, hated that I hung out with.
You know, I think we've all had at least one friend that our parents were like, ugh.
And they were always right. Always.
But kids are the weirdest pets. And like the last thing you really want is for your pet to bring home somebody else's pet and be like, yeah, my pet, my this other person's pet's gonna hang out here now. Like, why?
That was the best comparison. That was so good.
If your dog went out and just came back with another dog, like, yeah, this is, yeah, I know you didn't sign up for this one, but hey.
Okay, Michaela, we digress. They were not allowed to see each other. The parents forbid it. That didn't stop us. She would come pick me up and we'd lie to our parents about where we were going. Normally, we go to her father's grave, hang out outside and smoke. Eventually, going to different graveyards and toking became our thing, and we would travel around to different ones and blaze in her car. One day, we were hanging out and contemplating which graveyard we would go to this time, and we landed on Avon Graveyard, which was pretty small and tucked away in a residential neighborhood. We'd never been to it before, and that was pretty much the deciding factor on why we wanted to go. We rolled probably four blunts. Good God! I would
Okay, here's
be.
the thing. Anything that comes after this has a gigantic question mark, Michaela, because you were fucking blazed.
And I mean, not even four
You weren't just a
blunts.
little, you weren't just a little high. You were really high.
I guess if they smoked a lot and their tolerance was really high, that's nothing. But she goes on to say that they smoked them and passed out in her car. It was probably around 4 p.m. when they got there. So when they woke up, a few hours had passed. She says she woke up to Chelsea, her friend, screaming at the top of her lungs and violently shaking her. Michaela, I have no idea what's happening. Please wake up. I'm scared. I open my eyes, look around. It's pitch black outside. Our car is surrounded by flashing multicolored orbs of light. They were opaque. There were blue ones, green ones, pink, red, you name it. Every time they flash, when they reappear, they would be closer to the car. Almost as if they were curious and wondering what we were doing, sleeping in their resting place. And then she puts a laughing emoji. We were so shocked that we basically froze. They ended up just floating around our car for a while. What? Before Chelsea gained the courage to turn the car on and pull off. We could see them retreating to the back of the graveyard out of her rearview mirror as we were leaving. A lot of people I tell the story to try to dismiss it because we'd been smoking so much, but smoking doesn't make you see lights. We
Ma'am.
had hallucinations. Plus, we had been sleeping for hours, so the high would have worn off. Google image of Avon Cemetery. So I'm going to Google it right now.
Okay. I mean, look, I feel like you need to understand why people would dismiss this, though.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Because, like, when you start out by being like, so look, we were super high, and then we saw some weird shit. I feel like the only reasonable reaction is, but you just said you were super high.
And four blunts, that's a lot. At least for me.
That, I mean, I'm such a lightweight. That is a ton for me.
Okay, Avon Graveyard. Oh, it is really small. Is really small. I don't see any creepy pictures, though. But if you want to get a picture on what we were just talking about, Google Avon Graveyard, Des Moines, Iowa.
I also would kind of like to know how old she is because that just feels like such a 90s kid thing to do, like hang out in the graveyard. Is that still a popular thing or is that like kind of, I don't know. I feel like that's definitely something we would have done in the 90s. And I'm not sure if that's still.
I've done that. I think like Walmart parking lots are a thing.
Yeah, see, we never did parking, but like, let's go to the graveyard. Like, that's such a, it just feels very 90s.
I got high in a graveyard one time.
On the other hand, it may be one of those things that, like, every generation does. Like, it, for some reason, it just kind of gets passed along.
I don't know. Maybe. It's your
Interesting,
turn.
though.
It is interesting, and what could it be? Like aliens? It could be aliens.
Yeah.
That's really the first thing I think of. I think of police cars, but if it was police cars, they would have like known.
Yeah, that was my first thought was like, that's just the cops. Like, damn, these bitches are stoned. part of me still a little bit is like, that was just cops that were like, yeah, let's just scare them.
Yeah. Let's just scare. Maybe they didn't think anybody was in the car because they were sleeping.
Maybe. I don't know. It's interesting. It's an interesting story. And I mean, the other thing about like the fact that they were smoking, you know, the other question is, are you seeing things that aren't there, or is your brain just able to perceive things that it doesn't perceive when you're sober?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you ever see weird shit when you're high?
No, I don't. I have to say I don't. But I also, like, that's a level of high that I really do not aspire to.
Yeah, I don't like being. But I think that's why I'm thinking they're teenagers, because when I was a teenager, I didn't care. Fuck me up. I have nothing. I have no responsibilities.
Well, for one thing, when I was a teenager, like, it didn't do anything for me.
Really?
Not a thing. I was just like, okay, that didn't do anything for me. I'm not sure why. I don't know if I just didn't like.
Maybe it was like really bad stuff.
No, it wasn't. Because my friend swiped it from her parents. And everybody else was high.
I feel like when I swiped it from my parents, it was always like mids and it was never good because they got it from their old friend in town who grew it on his farm. And it was like sketchy.
Now that I say that, I'm like, I wonder where her parents were buying weed. Like,
yeah.
And the answer is, I don't know. Mm-mm. And I didn't know enough to even know what the difference between good or bad.
Yeah. No.
I just know that there was a party in which all of my friends got super high and everybody was real dumb. And I just was like, okay, I'm very bored.
Oh, I think you told me about that.
I think we've talked about this. I like made him a fresh batch of Kool-Aid and was like, okay.
Yeah.
Nobody hurt yourselves.
Okay, who's your next story?
My next one is Katie. She says, I was living in Denver, Colorado, staying with my friends overnight with my older sister. We were watching Beavis and Butthead. I guess 90s is just a theme today.
Yeah.
When we all heard this low hum, like a generator or something large with deep vibrations. Me and one of the kids I was staying with woke the rest up, two girls and my sister, and we went to the window to see. We didn't see anything outside, but the backyard was bright, like noontime bright. So we all went to the kitchen to get a better look. We all reached the window, and it was five kids, so we were loud as hell. And as we reached the window, this short figure ran across the deck. We all screamed and ducked. But then my sister went to the glass door to pound on it, thinking it was an animal or something. A beam of bright, bright light shot through the window, and literally that's all I remember of that night. The next morning we woke up, and my sister had a triangular burn on her right arm, but the rest of us were unscathed. I was young, but I have the advantage of an eidetic memory, so I remember it all very, very vividly. Wow.
Yeah. Gosh, I wish I had a memory like that. What's your learning style? This is such an odd.
I don't know. What is my,
like what are you visual? Are you hands-on? Do you have to like hear it sung to you?
I'm visual, I think. I think I'm visual. Yeah. I have to be able to, like, actually see what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I can't just, and I'm really, I don't know if it's just part of being visual. I have to also, reading about how to do something is fine, but I'm not really going to retain it until I do the thing.
Yeah. Oh, that's exactly how I am. Very hands-on.
Yeah. I also have to, I remember information better, like information I'm hearing if I write.
Oh.
And it doesn't even have, I don't have to write what I'm hearing word for word. Mm-hmm. But if my hand is moving, like even if I'm just doodling or whatever, I will retain more of it than I would if I were just like sitting still listening.
That's interesting.
I think
Very
that's
cool.
Kind of an ADHD thing. Like, you got to keep those hands busy.
Yeah.
If you can, because otherwise it's like the thing that lets you focus on that thing.
Yeah.
It takes up the part of your brain that just wants to like wander off into whatever.
I've, in my 30 years, never been able to focus. Like, I'm not a focuser. Like, I did horrible in school because my mind is just every fucking where that it shouldn't be when I should be focusing on something.
I either have to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in high school, the whole little front pocket of my backpack was filled with, like, little toys. Like, I mean, we didn't have fidget spinners. That wasn't a thing yet. But I usually had a Hot Wheels car, like, a little thing of Silly Putty. I'm trying to think, what else did I have? Just any little toy that has something that moves.
Mm-hmm.
So that I could have it in my hands and move that so that that would take up the part of my brain that wants to just fly off into La La Land.
We got my husband these magnetic rings for his fingers because he moves his fingers a lot and they're really cool.
That does sound cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is from Carla Macklin. What a cool last name.
That's a cool last name.
These people just get right into it.
I know they do.
So we made the big move from North Ireland to Spain in winter of 2017. Myself, my husband, our two sons, and the pets. We found a nice big house to rent online, and it was ready and waiting for us when we first arrived. Rent was cheap, and it had been empty for years. Don't like that one bit.
Already not thrilled.
Already sounds like a horror movie.
Absolutely.
When we first arrived and went inside, the kids were super excited. My youngest son was only 3 years old at the time. He bounced onto the sofa, full of smiles, looked up the stairs that you could see from the open plan sitting room, and he started crying and panicking immediately, hiding down the side of the sofa, saying that he could see a dark man crouched on the corner of the stairs looking down at him. Obviously, nobody else could see anything, so we tried to bring him up to show him there was nobody there, but this just made him panic more, and as he said, he saw him walk. He saw him walk up the rest of the stairs and disappear. He ended up falling asleep on that sofa and refused to go to his bedroom upstairs. That didn't make sense, that last little part. Maybe it did. I'm high.
I see. She's saying he panicked more because he was saying that he wasn't still crouched down. Like, it wasn't like a shadow of something else. He was saying he saw it move. It went up the stairs.
Okay. It's almost harder to comprehend things when you're reading them.
Yeah.
Okay. The next few months went smoothly while we settled in. My youngest son was now sleeping in his own room. The dark man had been forgotten and not seen again. About 6 months in, the pets started to act really strange. Our cat and our dog, who always had a full run of the house, started becoming scared to go upstairs. Dog slept at the bottom of our bed every night, and now I was having to pick her up and carry her to our bedroom at night because she point blank refused to go up the stairs. That's a huge sign for me. Anytime animals are weird like that.
I don't know. Sometimes my dog does weird shit, though. I think it depends on the dog. Sometimes my dog just gets in moods and he just is like, he does weird things and like wants to act like he doesn't want to come in the house, even though he always wants to be in the house.
Yeah.
And he's just a weirdo sometimes.
Yeah. Who knows? Oh my gosh. Stop it. I have so much to do tonight. I would wake up during the night to hear our cat hissing and growling at nothing. I mean, he sounded pissed off. He's normally the most friendly cat you could meet. Then weeks later, the dog started doing the same thing. They were waking me up in the middle of the night. stood on guard at the bottom of our bed, barking and snarling. Myself and my husband could not see or hear anything that would be setting him off like this. No way, girl. No.
Mm-mm. No. When they agree and now they're teaming up. Mm-mm. Mm-hmm.
And when they're both aggressive like that. No.
Yeah.
So next was my oldest son's nightmares. He was about 8 years old at the time, and out of nowhere, he started having dreams about the same dark man that our young son had seen, sitting in the same spot on the corner turn section of the stairs and watching the rest of us in the main sitting room. He's a super clever kid for his age and doesn't scare easily, but after having the same dream over and over again and being able to see this dark man watching his family in his dreams, he started to find it scary. So I've always been a skeptic. I like to think that I only believe things if I can see them with my own eyes, and everything must have an explanation. Until I started to get poked. And then she puts LOL. I could be anywhere in the house, and it felt as clear as if it was one of my own kids doing it. I'd feel a poke on my arm, my back, my side, etc. It happened frequently. I never mentioned it to my husband until about a month later, when he mentioned the same thing had been happening to him. So then things started to get moved. Kids could be in bed asleep. Myself and my husband would be watching TV in the living room. We always left the TV controls on the coffee table or the sofa. Some nights we would pop outside to the porch for a smoke, come back inside, and all three TV remotes would be gone. Oh, weird.
Yeah, I feel like that's just rude of your aunt. Like, don't be stealing the remote. It's not okay.
This would also happen frequently, and we would find them in the most random places, on top of kitchen cupboards, and I couldn't reach, the toilet sink, back door mat, etc. No explanation of how they got there when we were outside and the kids were in bed.
Mm-mm.
Next were the kids' toys. They would start to go off randomly during the day or night. Toys that need physically switched on were turning on by themselves, making noises, moving about. We tried to convince ourselves that it was just the batteries malfunctioning. Every now and then, we would go a few months where nothing at all would happen or be noticed, and it was really nice. Then it would come back, and the doors would start opening and closing on their own and slamming during the night. She acts like that's no big deal.
She's like, then the doors would slam again.
In our bedroom, we have a huge built-in wardrobe with thick wooden sliding doors. These things are heavy, she puts in all capital letters. One night, my husband and I got into bed, said goodnight to each other, and bang! It was like something kicked one of our wardrobe sliding doors. I will admit that this was the first time I actually felt scared. We both jumped up in bed, shocked. And it did it again, and this time it was way louder. This repeated itself every night for the next 2 weeks, and it would only happen when we got into bed at night, and only after we said goodnight and were about to fall asleep. The final night, I ended up screaming at the wardrobe to piss off and stop the banging. It didn't happen again after that.
Okay.
Sometimes you just gotta be direct.
Like, tell your shit to stop immediately.
Piss off.
Exactly.
Okay. Ooh, this one's long. I love it, though. Little small things still happen every now and then, but things seem to have calmed down until one night my husband was at work, kids were in bed, and I heard the most awful crash as if things were coming down the stairs from my oldest son's room. I felt sick, as my first thought was that my son had woken up and fallen down the stairs. I ran up the stairs calling his name, and he was just starting to wake up. And then she put dot, 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 just starting to wake up. Still tucked in his bed, I ran into a pile of his toys laying at the bottom of the stairs. They had all been chucked down the stairs with such force that most were broken and smashed. Nice and expensive things, even some of his insects and bugs that he collected in acrylic cases, all smashed to bits, and that was the final straw. Who lets their kids keep bugs? Must be dead.
They're 8-year-old. Like, no. No. Ugh, because I just feel like you're going to want to hang out with your friend, and all of a sudden, I'm going to have bugs in my house.
I finally confided in my mom. Oh my gosh, her mom. We'd been keeping the secret for 2 years and told nobody just because we didn't want to look crazy. I get it. As soon as we told my mom everything, she couldn't believe it. As my brother and sister-in-law and their little three-year-old niece has been having similar things happening in their house just 5 minutes down the road. We regularly visited each other's houses most days, and she's still convinced whatever it is can move between the two of us. My mom spoke to her friend, who is a psychic medium. She came to our house without knowing all the details and was able to describe the dark man my youngest son saw and my oldest dreamt about. She cleansed out the house with sage and gave us some blessed items to keep in the house. 2 days later, my youngest son was playing in his room. He came running out of his room into mine, screaming and crying because he had saw a hand in his closet that pointed at him and then disappeared behind some toys.
Okay, look.
That's serious.
That's like, nope. It's time to go.
Oh my God. I pulled every toy out of the closet and saw nothing. I contacted my mom's spiritual friend again, and before I could even tell her what happened, she already knew exactly what my son had described to me. She came back to cleanse again. The last thing to happen was springtime of this year, and this is 2020 that she sent this. It's been so nice being able to relax and not be on edge. The pets still get a bit strange sometimes. The dog still has the odd growl up the stairs. The cat doesn't really go upstairs anymore, and we had one single loud bang on our wardrobe door during the summer. But as far as the other things that were happening, they seem to have stopped for the most part. I've also stayed close friends with my mom's friend that came to cleanse the house. She always knows when I think things are playing up again. I don't really have any explanations for the things that did happen, even though I tried. And I still don't tell the story very often, as I know people think it's absolute madness. Even typing this out, I feel crazy. I used to always joke that I was so glad my husband got to witness most of the things too, just so I knew I wasn't losing the plot. Thanks for listening. Sorry for the long ass story.
That's a great story, and I don't think you sound crazy at all.
It sounds all pretty legit and with hard to explain.
Yeah, I mean, weird shit happens.
Mm-hmm.
And look, to be clear, if something fucking pointed at me out of my closet, we would have a problem.
like a creepy hand coming out of your closet. No, thank you.
No, thank you. Yeah, no. That gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Okay, how many more? Let's do a few more. You go.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to read this one from Ashley. And she says her disclaimer is that she had originally posted this to Reddit. So she's apologizing for the format. And I think mostly she's meaning she has a couple of little, like, edits that were kind of, I think, explaining maybe things that people had asked her. So I'm just going to read it the way that she sent it.
Yeah.
She says, I was 21 or 22 and had just started college. I got an apartment pretty close to campus, and the first month or two passed pretty uneventfully. Winter came on strong, and I was getting bored of living alone, so I asked a friend who was trying to get out on their own if they'd like to move in with me, to which they agreed. At this point, I'm about 4 months into living in my apartment. Nothing strange has happened at this point. Then comes the ass end of winter. First of all, that's an excellent turn of phrase.
I love that.
It's still cold, but the signs of spring are beginning to show, and weird shit is starting to happen. I think it started with waking up at night. Every single night, without fail, I would wake up at 3 a.m. It wasn't always right on the dot. Sometimes it was 2:54, 2:58, 3:04, you get the idea. This happened so often, I'd get annoyed because I always knew what time it was. I'm not super... I'm not superstitious, but I'm a little stitious.
Oh my God. Yes, bitch.
And this kind of freaked me out. The waking up every night graduated to waking up every night accompanied by a rotten egg smell. Then it was waking up, the smell, and a wild sense of being watched. I'd wake up and have this crazy urge to stare down this little hallway I had in my apartment leading from my bedroom to my bathroom. The hallway would be pitch black and I'd just stare down it. Any attempt to try to look away, turn over, were met with unease until I was facing it again. Then things started going missing. Little things that weren't all that important at first. Eventually, the keys to my apartment went missing.
Uh-oh.
We looked everywhere on multiple occasions for those keys, but they never showed back up. I'm sure at this point you're wondering if I'm in the right sub. And it's this next part that made me think I'd share my story here. A month or so more pass. The night is like any other. I'd watch a few episodes of Game of Thrones and it's lights out. I think I recall waking up that night around 3. I remember being annoyed. I remember turning over to face the hallway. I remember falling back to sleep and dreaming of hands grasping at my throat. There were several sets of hands, just holding my throat, not really forcefully, at least not enough to hurt. I remember a bright light, a metal chair that I was sitting in, something hanging overhead. I never saw any other part of a figure, just the hands. They put something down my throat. I don't know what it was. I couldn't even begin to describe what it looked like, just that it was big and metal, and not something I casually want shoved down my throat.
Right.
The hands were still on me when they put the thing in my throat. It was like they were feeling for something. I can only imagine what for. I've had weird dreams before, vivid, realistic dreams that make me wonder if that really just happened or not. But I know this happened. It had to have happened. I can't explain how else I'd have woken up that morning with the sorest throat I've ever had in my life.
Oh my God.
I mean, it really, really hurt. I also had leaves and twigs all tangled up in my blankets like they had been dragged around outside. Like I had clearly been somewhere else without remembering it. So first edit says, as far as I know, nothing strange ever happened to the roommate at the time. I remember the morning after it happened asking them if they had taken my blanket outside for something at some point. Because the night it happened, I had just gotten back that day from being gone for 3 or 4 days. They said, no, dude, I wouldn't do that. And I believed them. Edit 2, yes, I've moved since. No, nothing strange has really happened since. At least nothing noticeable. I get these feelings sometimes like I'm expecting the weird shit to come back, but it hasn't. Yet. Edit 3, the smell only happened at night. I don't recall ever smelling it during the day or hearing my roommate talk about the smell.
Ooh.
That's Ashley. I feel like you've been abducted, ma'am. Which I'm not going to say I don't believe in that. I absolutely believe that that's possible.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, so Caroline asked me the other day what I thought about mediumship. Mm-hmm. And my answer was that I think that there are very, very legit mediums, but I also think it's a really easy way to lie to people.
Yeah.
And I think abduction situations are kind of the same. Like, do I think there are people it's happened to? Sure. But
alien abduction. She's talking about alien abductions.
Yeah, alien abductions. Obviously, real abductions happen. That's a real thing.
Yeah.
Do I think it's possible? Or, I mean,
I'm dumb.
Do I also think that maybe alien abductions are at some point we will have information that explains that it's not really aliens in the way that we think, mm-hmm. but it's something else that we can't currently define? Possibly.
Deep. That was deep.
Well, I just know how often if you look back at history, the number of things that people used either gods to explain or whatever, we now have a scientific explanation for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But it still makes sense why, if you didn't know at all, if you had no way to explain, for example, lightning.
Yeah.
It makes perfect sense that the explanation would be something like a god throwing lightning bolts.
Yeah, very true.
So I do think it's possible that at some point we'll be able to explain that in a scientific way that might not be exactly the way we discuss it now, as though it's an alien objection.
Yeah.
But maybe something else that we can look back and go, okay, but it makes sense why people would think that. Like, it makes sense why that would be the thing that our brains chose to describe this experience that we couldn't otherwise use language for.
Mm-hmm.
But I do also think it's an easy thing. If you want to deceive people, who can question? I mean, either you have to 100% question it, or you have to just go, okay.
Yeah.
You say that happened to you, it happened to you. And I kind of feel the same way about mediums. I think there are some really, truly talented mediums that really are able to tap into information mm-hmm. that other people can't. But I also think there are some people that are really, really talented at reading people.
Yeah.
And are able to exploit that.
Yeah. I 100% agree. Yeah. So I got a medium reading. That's why I asked you.
I know, and I want to hear more about that. I was hoping I would have an opportunity to bring it up so we could talk about it.
So, my backstory a little bit. My papa, who I was very, very close to, died in 2016. Didn't really get to say goodbye because I lived a state away, and it was like 5 a.m. that he passed away. Anyway, I've really struggled with that. And I don't, like, talk about it openly or whatever, but I'm pretty sure Rich knows I struggle with it. And I've been thinking since he died that I really would like to get in touch with a medium, but nobody ever felt right. I just never felt like anyone was trustworthy or it was worth it.
Mm-hmm.
I know this is a horrible way to find someone, I guess, but I just stumbled across this girl on TikTok, and I just, her vibe, like, something about her, I immediately went to her Etsy page, and I started reading reviews, and she had, like, all 5-stars reviews, blah, blah, blah. But I just felt this pull, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. I got my stimulus. It's $50 for her to do. You could do, like, a Zoom where you watched her do everything, or you could do it where she, like, typed out a PDF. And so I did the PDF version, and I kind of forgot about it because I did it back in April when I got my stimulus.
Yeah.
And Friday morning, yesterday morning, I woke up at 6 a.m. and I got, like, a 12-page PDF in my email.
Wow.
So, yeah. And all the information. So I actually made a fake Etsy page because I'm a skeptic, you know.
Sure.
Not in mediumship, but just in the trustworthiness of people.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, well, if it's my main Etsy page, it's linked to my socials, and it's just, you know.
You could possibly, if that's what you wanted to do, go find information so that it could look like you know things that you shouldn't know, even though you were able to find it. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I did that, made the fake Etsy page. There might have been a way she could trace me somehow, but she had, all she needed was the name, like the first name of the person I wanted to get in contact with, and then a message. So his name is Glenn, and the message was, I think about you daily. Sometimes I feel like you're here with me. I just can't be sure. I love you, and I miss you. And so she had this all typed out, like maybe she recorded herself and went back and typed it out. So she gave him the message, and she said he immediately came through. I'm going to kind of give you the cliff notes because it was really long, but basically
first of all, $50, and what she gave you was a 12-page PDF.
Yeah.
That's a ton of information.
It is. And so she did a tarot. She did tarot with it. Okay. And kind of let, I don't really know how tarot works, but she let him choose the cards, and she took the pictures of the cards and everything. Blah, blah, blah. Where was I going with that? So she said he comes through and he answers my question. He says, yes, he is with me. Sometimes, you know, he's with everybody, blah, blah, blah. This is cliff notes. This is not word for word. It might have been more eloquently put. And he said that when he's with me is when I'm near a microphone. And this was 6:20 a.m. I had just woken up and I opened this. And so I, like, sat up in my bed really fast. And I was like, what the fuck? And he keeps talking about the microphone, saying that's when he's with me, and this is a passion that I'm lucky to have. And then she's confused, so she asks him, like, well, is she a singer? Does she sing? And he was 90-something when he died in 2016. Mm-hmm. Podcasts were not really a thing that he knew about. And I don't know how the spirit world works, but he was like, no, it's not radio. I mean, it's not music. And then she says he talks about how he does enjoy the radio and he's proud that I found this. And so he talks about that. And then she does some tarot and asked if he was ready to go. And so he says no, he was not ready to go because there was another masculine figure in my life that I was very close to that he wanted to see get married. And that, to me, was my brother, because he always wanted that for my brother. He wanted him to get married and, like, carry on the name or whatever.
Right.
What was after that? Oh, and then she talks about how he did not want to die, but now he's in a better place. He's with people that he missed in the... He's with people in the spirit world. He's a lot more tolerant now than he was. He says that he has evolved. He's more tolerant. He was not very patient with my aunt. She's a little needy, and, like, he just was never patient with her and always had something negative to say. And he said there's one specific person close to him that he was not tolerant with, but he doesn't want to talk about that. And she said that he's very selfless. He kept coming back to me, which shows the medium that our connection was strong, blah, blah, blah. And then she talks about how he is with me, and he's with me in the form of two animals that I'm close to, a dog and a cat. And she said, he's there through the cat when I'm near the microphone. And it just weirds me out because, like, Penny wants nothing to do with me unless I'm sitting here in this chair. She never wants anything to do with me. And you hear her. She's, like, meowing and, like, jumping up on the... It's weird. And then he said the dog... This is so Cliff Notes version because I can't remember exactly, but he's with me through the dog, which I'm assuming is Piper, when she's needy and wants to go on adventures because he wants to go on adventures with me. So anyway, it was...
Can I just say that if being in the spirit world means that I can just, like, adventure like a dog, wait.
Sign me up. Sign me up.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So, I mean, there was more to it, and I think those were the main things that triggered me. The fact that he kept talking about the microphone, and he said, stick with this. Susan, and then he mentioned that this passion would not be successful without a partnership. I know.
What?
I know! I'm going to send you this.
Dying to read this. This is amazing. I mean, that's very specific, and it's not something... again... Is it possible that maybe she could have found a way to find you? Maybe.
Totally.
But still, that's so much. I mean, could she have found you and know that your cat specifically, like, wants to be in the middle of this while we're podcasting?
Yeah.
No. Right. She couldn't, like, no matter how much research you do, there's no way you could find that.
Yeah. Oh, one more thing. When he was talking about the microphone and how that was going to, with my passion... He never called it anything but my passion, was going to help me through his grief because it was going to help me talk about controversial topics that nobody else is ready to talk about. So, like, conspiracies, I don't know. And then he said, there's a masculine figure in my life that he approves of. And she said that my papa said, that guy, he's family now. And it just made me think, because Rich and I were together, but he never saw us get married. Like, we were not that serious when he died.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that made me happy to hear all that.
That is very cool.
I'm going to do it again.
I kind of want her information. Like, I want to see. Yeah. I'm curious.
So I found her on TikTok. She's the semi Her name is Simi, S-E-M-I, the Simi Uncensored Mom is her name on there.
Okay. I'm going to find her because that's interesting.
Yeah. And so I went through her TikTok a few days ago or like Friday. I was going through her TikTok and she made one and she was like, you may think that my life is boring or whatever, but she showed it was 3:30 a.m. and she just made a pot of coffee and she's like, I'm off to bother somebody's grandpa. And I was like, that's my grandpa.
I'm off to bother somebody's grandpa. That's so great.
I know. So yeah, go follow her. And it did take a while because she says she has a lot of interest on Etsy. And I think next time I might do the Zoom so I can see it happening.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. Maybe we could like do like a, because she has different, she has pets. So this was talk to a past loved one. She has pet stuff. She has love interest stuff. Like she has a bunch of different categories of stuff that she does.
Okay. So I feel like when you get back from vacation, we need to check in with her and see how she would feel about just coming on. Like, I mean, we'll pay her obviously.
Yeah.
But just have her come on the podcast.
Yeah. I'm so down for that.
Like instead of Zoom, we'll just do it like this and have her do something like with both of us while we're recording, if she'd be okay with it. I mean, I don't even know if that's something she would be good with, but I mean, we could at least reach out and see if that's something she would be interested in doing.
100%. Let's do that. That would be
so cool. So I have a quick story that's not a listener story, that my aunt told me the other day that I'm not 100% sure. Like, she didn't tell me it for the podcast. Like, I didn't tell it on the podcast anyway. She didn't say I couldn't.
Sure, do it.
It's not really a lot. So, my aunt lives in a house that belonged to my grandmother. Like, it was left to her. And there's two houses kind of on this hill that are both, they're on the same property. And she was left that piece of the property, she was the one that had always lived on the property after my grandmother passed away. She moved from the house next door into my grandmother's house, though honestly, she had been more or less living there for a while because she was mostly the one that was taking care of her when she was sick. But so she moved into my grandmother's house, and my cousin stayed in the second house. So they're out, it's up on this hill down, like, I mean, you know, it's kind of like Jeff Foxworthy's jokes, like you might be a redneck if the directions to your family's house includes, then you turn down the dirt road. it is down the dirt road.
That's good.
It is not somewhere that many people would just happen by.
Yeah.
So apparently this has been happening for some time. I don't know if she said exactly, but I mean, like several months. She would come home and the door would either be unlocked or like even left open, just a crack. And she said her daughters, my cousins, she's like, they had me convinced that I was losing my mind because they were like, Mother, you did not lock the door. You did not lock the door when you left. And she's like, I knew that I had locked the door. But she said, really, by the third time it happened, she said, at that point, I was locking the, like, I was being so specific about locking the door that there was no way. Like, I knew for sure that I had locked that door. But then also she would get a smell, which this is wild to me because I don't think she's heard me talk about what I've smelled in my house. Mm-hmm. But she said it's usually men's cologne, which is what mine usually is. Mm-hmm. But every now and then she will have like the really, really strong smell of either cigarette smoke or cigar smoke.
Wow.
And she said, you know, there's nothing seems out of place. Because her first thought was that some living person was getting into the house, mm-hmm. which to be clear is way fucking scarier.
Oh, 100%. Attic people? No, thank you.
Oh my God. So, and this house is like, it's not a huge house, but it's spread out enough that with just one person living there, somebody could hide in her house. That, and my immediate thought was that's scary because somebody could hide in this house. But she said, you know, there's nothing out of place, like nothing out of place.
Yeah.
And again, her daughters had her convinced that she's like, they just were like, you're crazy, you're just going crazy. Well, then, I think she said it was a couple of weeks ago. My cousin got to her house and her door was unlocked and
Oh,
her
God.
house smelled like smoke.
Uh-oh.
And of course, my aunt was like, oh, well, obviously, you're just crazy. My cousin's like, whatever, I'm not sleeping here tonight.
Whatever, you're just crazy.
Well, she's like, oh, well, you know, that's what happens when you're crazy. Because obviously you must be crazy because you told me I was crazy, so you must be crazy.
My
So
God.
I don't know. I need to reach out. They have a my mom and my aunt have a stepbrother. And this property actually was, my grandmother moved to this property after she married his father. So it was originally his father's property.
The
And
property you're at?
no, the property they're at, my
Okay.
grandmother, the house that my grandmother lived in until she passed away, was her husband's property,
Okay.
which is their stepbrother's dad.
Okay.
So I'm going to touch base with him and be like, hey, does your dad smoke cigars? Because I don't know. He died either just before I was born or like I never knew him. If I think he died before I was born, but if I ever met him, I was like a baby.
Yeah.
So I don't even know if he smoked cigars or cigarettes. I
Weird.
don't know. But I just thought it was interesting. And I told her, I was like, I don't so much mind the cologne smell when it shows up at my house, but I have made it very clear that the smoke smell is not appreciated and must immediately go. I was like, so if you smell it, just be like, hey, no, we don't smoke here. You can't do that.
We don't smoke inside anymore,
We
people.
don't smoke here. That's not a thing. It's just interesting. And like I said, I mean, my initially as she's telling this, I'm like, oh my God, that could be a person. Which
Yeah,
again,
that's
way
just.
scarier. And that's apparently she said, you know, I mean, she's like, whatever. She's like, if whatever, whoever, whatever, if it wanted to hurt me, obviously that's not the goal because it's had plenty of opportunities.
That's like one of my biggest fears.
Yeah, I mean, look, living people are way scarier.
100%, especially men,
And
living men.
especially out in the middle of damn nowhere.
Yeah, in Texas.
She says from Alabama. I know that's better.
Hey, you know what? We just legalized medical marijuana. What have you guys done?
I saw that. We basically
Women.
legally made women not people, and
God, so sad.
our governor's a giant douchebag. That's just all there is to it.
We're not going to talk politics this episode.
Well, okay.
I mean, we can if you really want to.
Didn't do any good.
This makes me sad and angry.
Yeah, exactly. But
Okay,
I'm super excited about Alabama's medical marijuana. That's so great.
The list for the medical reasons is very short.
It's still a step in the right direction.
It's a huge step in the right direction. And I'm surprised that Meemaw Ivy signed that. Really
Yeah, I am
surprised.
too. I just feel like it must mean she's going to make some money off of it.
Oh, God, 100%. Okay,
And
I'm
that's kind of the
intrigued.
thing. Once they figure out that I feel like that's what every state that starts out with, like, oh, well, it'll just be legal, it'll just be medical first. I feel like then what happens is they figure out how they can make money, and then they're like, oh, well, there's
Yeah.
more.
Yeah. Oh, God. It's just going to be. Rich and I had this conversation the other day about how fucked up it is that there's like rich white men profiting off of the marijuana industry when there are still people in jail who, you know, had a joint on them. It's just stupid.
Yes, that is incredibly stupid. I hope that that is more apocryphal than not.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that there really aren't that many people who are only still in jail because of a pretty minor possession. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I realize that selling without a license is still, even in places that it's fully legal, selling without a license is still illegal. So, I mean, not that I'm okay with it. I don't really understand, except to the point that it's all about who's making money on what.
Right.
Which is super not cool. But I do still think that legalizing medically is a step in the right direction. And if Alabama can do it, then
Texas definitely won't.
Good online.
Okay. I'm going to read one more.
Okay.
Her name is Erin May. Very cute. Very pretty name. I was 18 and had been out drinking with friends. The legal age in the United Kingdom is 18. I was at the beach and walking home, or I was at the beach and then I was walking home. Yes, I had been drinking, but the walk home was 45 minutes and I was pretty much sober by the time I was almost home.
I bet.
Now, where I lived at the time was a bit weird. There was a footpath between two streets that cut out like 5 minutes of walking time and it was pitch black. Me, being 18 and stupid, said, fuck it, let's do that. So I did it. At the end of the cut through is a single street light. This sounds very England. Like,
just the use of the term footpath makes me happy.
Yeah. At the end of the cut through is a single street light and a dead end road that leads into my road. I came out of the footpath and stood under the street light for a moment. I was totally alone. It was 2 a.m. It was a clear night in the middle of summer, and I was about 2 minutes from my front door. Oh my God. Let me scroll down. I take a second to skip the song playing in my headphones, and I look up to see a man across the road looking away. Now, there is no way this man could have walked past me or towards me without me noticing. No front doors had opened. No cars had pulled up. It was really quiet, and I would have heard it. So I'm staring at him, knowing I need to cross to get to my home. For a couple of minutes, neither of us moved. Then, being the idiot teen that I was, I sort of went, whatever, I need to pee. So I started to cross the street, and the man starts to walk ahead of me. So now I'm behind him, maybe 5 meters. I slow my pace so I'm not gaining on him, and suddenly he just isn't there anymore. Gone, poof. Now it's 2 a.m. and I'm thinking, did I just not see him step into a front garden? So I check each one. Nobody, no cars, no doors open. As I walk through the space where he was, it is ice fucking cold. At that point, all my nerves are like, nope, and I run home. I never saw him again. So she has another story.
That, first of all, that one gave me legitimate goosebumps.
Yeah. I love a good ghost story.
Me too.
Okay. So she says her other one is a lot more uncomfortable.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Thanks for the warning.
Thank you. So I was 20. 2 years later, I worked in a fancy supermarket. I didn't drive, so I would get the bus into work every day that I was scheduled. To have a public transportation that, like, available to you, what is that like?
Also, why do we say front yard when we could be saying front garden?
Why do we say yard, period, when we could just say garden?
I don't even know.
It's a back garden. Like, their backyard is their back garden. It's not a yard. Gorgeous. It's beautiful. We should always say that.
We should always say that. And they should also look more like gardens and less like yards. Okay, anyway, sorry. Go ahead. We're just gonna be complete Anglophiles for a minute. Just worship all the things about the UK.
Oh, where was that? Okay. She would take the bus every day that she was scheduled to work. I did the early shift, 6 a.m. to 11 a.m., but often stayed later. It was Monday sometime in April, I think, because we had all the Easter stuff in and I'd got some things in my bag. I'd stay later that day too. It was coming up to 2 p.m. The bus ride home is about 45 minutes and I get off near my home, but it is about a 10-minute walk from my stop to my home. To get home, I have to pass a primary school in a little row of shops. It's 2 p.m. at this time, so the playground is empty, but some parents have parked up to wait for their children, so there's a few people milling in and out of the shops. It's just your standard spring afternoon. I'm walking past the playground, and I cross the road to get closer to the shops. I get across the road and look back over, seeing the people who were there. One of them was an older woman in a black dress. I remember admiring her outfit from afar, as it seemed antiquated but beautiful. My mom is a seamstress, so I was making a note of all the things on the dress that she would like when I start shifting my gaze from the skirt back to her chest and face. And then I noticed something that gave me cold sweats. She had no fucking face. Now, I know how that sounds like I'm insane, but no, she had no face, and yet I could see her eyes absolutely staring into my soul. Her face was totally smooth, no indents where there should be features, just skin, but she is staring right through me, and it's like I'm frozen. I can't look away, I can't move, and I'm staring at this horror story in front of me. Okay. I don't know how long I stood there, a minute maybe, it wasn't long, but she kept staring, and I finally got the message from brain to legs to get going and wrench my eyes away. And as I do, she lifts a finger to her non-existent lips and she shushes me. I speed walk home, looking back over and over again. She just fades away into nothing, and I still think about this 4 years later. Yeah, I think about that every day of the rest of my life.
Okay, and also, I just want to say, y'all, we do an entire podcast about weird and unexplained shit. We do not think y'all are crazy.
Nope.
That's at least the second person that's like, I know you probably think I'm crazy. No, we do not. We actively sit down and record a podcast about things other people think are crazy mm-hmm. every week on purpose. We do not think you're crazy. So if you have a story and you're thinking to yourself, they're going to think I'm crazy. No, we're not. If you tell us you were super high, we might be like, but were you super high?
Were you too high?
Were you too high? But we're not, we're still not going to think that you're crazy.
Yeah, no.
Also, no way. I cannot shake the idea of that being like a teacher, because she's saying she's like right by a primary school.
Yeah.
Like, that's just haunting the primary school and shushing every person who can see her.
What a miserable soul.
Maybe, or maybe she just, like, really enjoys it.
Oh my god, still, that's a miserable soul. There's someone who wants to work in the afterlife.
Oh, that just brings us back to that. What if you get there and you have to have a damn job?
I don't know if that's the case, but what if you get there and they're like, okay, you're not quite ready. We're going to send you back to like be a spirit guide or whatever. And they send you back to your place of work. I don't know how this, I'm just like guessing at how the spirit world works. But like, if you die at work, do you stay at work for the rest of your being?
Okay. And like, do you have to wear your ghost outfit? Like if you accidentally die in shoes, do you have to exist in shoes? Because I'm just going to tell you that that is hell.
Yeah. Wearing shoes, I totally feel that. What if you die naked?
Frankly, that would be better than having to wear shoes.
So wild.
Had to choose my ghost outfit, if the only options were you can be fully clothed, but you must be wearing shoes, or you can be naked, I would be naked in order to not have to wear ghost shoes.
I would be too, but then when I would go to see my family and haunt them, I don't want to be naked in front of my family or friends or people. Maybe you don't have those worries. Hey,
you get the haunting you deserve.
You get the haunting. That's awesome.
Like, I'm sorry. They made me choose between nakedness and shoes, and look, we know each other. So, you knew it wasn't going to be the shoes.
Also, is there music in the afterlife?
Again, if there is not, that is hell. And to be 100% clear, I don't really believe in like some Christian concept of hell. I just don't know what else to call it because, you know, geographically assigned deities being what they are, that's the only language I have to describe it.
You know what? I want to do a combined episode on really bad because it's just like a lot of information for one person. I want to do a combined episode on Antarctica and all the weird shit that goes down there.
That sounds fascinating.
Okay. Have you joined the new conspiracy group?
No, man, they wore me out.
Yeah, okay. I really regret it because
all the conspiracy groups just wore me thin. Like, I just like, oh, okay.
Everything is a fucking conspiracy. And it was getting to the point where it was like too much political conspiracies. I'm just not about that.
I'm not about that. They've taken the fun out of it entirely, and it's just not even entertaining anymore.
Like, I want birds aren't real people. I don't want
Pizzagate.
Pizzagate. Thank you, Susan. Yeah, I don't want that.
To be clear, is completely bullshit. Just in case anyone's
birds. To be clear, birds are not real. Susan's like, okay, bitch, too far.
There's a pile of feathers in my mom's front yard that indicates that you're wrong, but look.
No, I think birds are real. It's
also
just funny
the damn bird that shit on my car today. Also. But you said Antarctica, and I realized these two things are not truly related, but cold weather, rabbit trails in my brain. It was my friend Russ, who listens to our podcast every week. After he listened to the one where we were talking about the Northern Lights, somehow we got to Northern Lights from something else. Now I can't even remember how
we were talking about how the sound from Earth, the sound from Earth, I don't know.
I don't know how, but somehow we ended up on Northern Lights and do the Northern Lights make noise. And he said he has seen the Northern Lights many times. And has never heard noise from them. However.
Brag much? Oh my God.
I know. Well, look, he's Canadian. What are you going to do? Like, you know, they get all sorts of things like really good maple syrup and Northern Lights. And
seasonal depression.
Okay. But Alaskans get that too. Of course, they also get the Northern Lights. Anyway. He says he's seen them many times, but he's never heard noise attached, like, in association with them. But his take was that he thinks that probably that you have to be further north than he was in order to hear that, which makes sense. And I need to double check with another friend of mine they were stationed at an Air Force base that's, like, pretty much as far north as you can go. I think she has said that she's heard the sounds, but I need to double check with her. And I meant to do that. Well, I was going to do it before we talked about it again, but you know.
So yeah, let's plan on doing that. Let's do that.
I like that. We definitely, that sounds interesting. I'll start doing some research on it.
Okay. Let me do our outro.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much for the continued support. Please find and follow us at Wild and Woke Pod on Instagram and Twitter. We have a Facebook page at facebook.com/Wild and Woke Podcast. If you're looking for bonus content, early episode releases, and free merch, find us on Patreon at patreon.com/Wild and Woke Podcast. Please send us some more listener stories because we love them. They're easy and you guys love them too. Our email is wildandwokepodcast@gmail.com.
And remember, all stories start somewhere. Be wild, stay woke, and question everything.
Okay.
It was the existential UGG for me.